The Nature Conservancy's Leaders in Environmental Action for the Future, or LEAF, exposes teens to the sometimes foreign world of nature. Angela Saroy Patel is the stewardship manager for TNC's Western Massachusetts program, working hand-in-hand with the teens.
City kids, they don't get to go play in the mud and the river that often. Right?
Right.
But it's not all fun and games in the mud and muck. A majority of the work done by the LEAF interns involves invasive species control, stream monitoring, and even farm work. The journey for the three teens started 4 weeks ago in Martha's Vineyard when they left their families and friends in Boston. They spent 2 weeks working in the oceanside environment at the vineyard before moving on to Sheffield. For Jimmy Nguyen, Derek Martinez, and John Santiago of Boston Green Academy, the experience meant a lot of firsts.
Probably one of the best beaches I've ever seen.
The best beach.
Soft sand. Clean
Definitely.
Sand, actually.
Clean water compared to Boston.
So there's a lot of first times on this trip,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Most of them were good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good first times? Okay.
Yeah.
Their time in the Berkshires was spent climbing Mount Everett, seeing Bashbish Falls, and being the boots on the ground force assessing areas where roads and bridges cross streams. They are scheduled to work with UMass's River and Stream Continuity Project to improve the crossings and minimize their impact on the movement of fish and other wildlife. Saroy Patel says the crossings have become a major environmental issue in the western part of the state after superstorms Irene and Sandy. The program is also meant to help teens develop life skills they'll be able to use in the future by living and working with each other and a mentor. For some, like Nguyen, it comes as a shock.
It's a new experience living without your parents for a month. Like, I didn't know how to cook before this program, but now I think I'm a little more skilled.
And the same goes for Martinez.
It tells me that I need to do more around my house because doing laundry, cooking, washing dishes is not something I normally did.
Saroy Patel says for many of the interns, it's their first time being on their own and having a job. Also, the isolation from the urban social setting is something they're not used to.
No cell phones, no internet. There's like a group phone that they can use to call home. So they're pretty immersed, you know, they're not spending time at night like playing video games
social
like I'm
games.
Sure many of them would like to.
Oh,
it's a total immersion.
The program targets high school students entering their junior or senior years to give them real-world experience in many career fields, including financing, administration, and philanthropy, while working on a nature preserve and going on college visits. The interns are wrapping up their time in the Berkshires and heading back to Boston this week. Here's what they had to say about their time.
I liked learning how to cook, so I can support myself. No instant noodles when I go to college. Hopefully.
Definitely learned that little things that we do in the city can really affect nature in a bigger picture.
And living with other interns is probably the most difficult part because not everybody agrees on one thing, so you gotta learn how to agree as a team.
They also have mixed emotions about going home.
I miss my internet so much.
I want to see my mom, you know.
The only thing that makes me want to go home is for the money, so if I was getting paid here, I wouldn't want to go home at all.
Their checks were sent home.
The Conservancy's LEAF program started 19 years ago and now partners with 25 environmental high schools in predominantly urban areas to employ more than 100 students in 27 states just this year. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.